I'm Vikram Krishna. I'm looking at the potentially contentious subject of privacy and security, two horns of a dilemma for ordinary people. Too much security, no privacy. Total respect for the individual, it's a nightmare for law enforcement and prevention of cyber-based criminal activity. I'm talking here with Nandkumar Sarvade, who heads the cybersecurity initiative at NASSCOM, India's IT industry association. On the subject of
security issues,
Nandkumar is a very senior policeman.
I am on deputation from police. My colleagues are typically deputy inspector generals in some state and inspector general in other states. I was doing my PhD on information security, public policy issues, and I got involved with this joint exercise of Mumbai Police and NASSCOM. And I thought that it will be a good experience for me personally, as well as for NASSCOM, if they could have somebody from the law enforcement who could then become a rallying point for all their law enforcement issues, law enforcement initiatives, that would be a good situation.
This must be a very important area for India's industry, isn't it?
Well, the growth of the IT industry in India, the composition of the work, the heavy emphasis on export as the revenue earning activity. All this work is heavily dependent on India's perception as India is a safe country for processing data. And even a single incident can impact the growth of the industry in a major way. And that's where the law enforcement comes in. Whenever there is a very, very extreme information security incident, it gets referred to the law enforcement, and unless they are capable of understanding the incident and then reacting to it and then taking action in terms of investigation and presenting the case in the court, the whole deterrence factor, which is essential in controlling crime, may not be there.
He's talking about some of the activities that NASSCOM is driving in this area.
We have been working on this, and we have had awareness seminars for the senior police leadership in many cities. It is important for police to understand cyber crime and then create a capacity to handle it. So this has been going on for last 1 year. We have had seminars in Hyderabad, Jaipur, Delhi, Chandigarh, Gujarat, Mumbai of course is the center of all this. So the senior leadership is very responsive to this, because they themselves see that IT is becoming more and more visible in the Indian society, in the Indian economy. Also the terrorists are using the internet as a communication medium. And a medium to spread information, disinformation, recruit people, raise funds and so on. So they are aware of the need to understand internet and then respond to the threats which are coming through it. We also do further programs of training the actual investigators by holding introductory programs which are typically of a 6-day duration in different cities wherever there is a demand for this. And we put through 25-30 people in a batch who get to know what is internet, what is email, what is the law on the subject, what kind of crimes have been happening and how they can handle these kind of crimes.
Are you already engaged in initiatives for upgrading the awareness of Indian corporates also about similar security issues?
Right, NASSCOM has, we have what we call a 4E framework, which involves the 4Es of engagement, enactment, education and enforcement. Engagement being with all stakeholders, and typically NASSCOM member companies are a very important group of stakeholders, but also the Indian government, the Indian user industry, including banking and telecom and other sectors, and international stakeholders like the academic institutions abroad, think tanks, the media people and so on, whoever has any kind of opinion influencing capacity in India and abroad. So Indian corporates are very much in our target group to make them aware of information security as something which they should take seriously. The IT industry by and large is definitely very, very well aware that information security is something they need to take seriously. It actually gets built into their contracts they sign with their customers in the US and UK, and all the fine controls about how data will be handled, how it will be, how the access will be controlled and so on is there. At an industry level, NASSCOM has been has set up what is known as the National Skills Registry, which is a voluntary database of IT professionals where any IT professional can join this, and his demographics, his academic qualifications, his employment record is all kept verified, so that when he is looking for another job, his employment record and everything is available. So the next employer doesn't have to lose time on verifying this. It's also introduced an element of better compliance culture, where people who presently anecdotally are misdeclaring the kind of experience they have or the kind of jobs they have been doing. So that is expected to improve. We have almost 25 companies who have become a part of this and who account for 50% of the IT workforce in the country. This is one of the major initiatives which NASSCOM has taken. We also do a lot of events. We have had seminars on the standards, information security standards, ISO 27000 being the latest one, incident response management. We have a lot of awareness exercise. We have brought out a handbook of information security. We have set up a website aimed at all users, and also we are now putting content aimed at corporate users.
Thank you very much, Nand Kumar. You've been listening to Vikram Krishna talking with Nand Kumar Sarvade, Director of Cybersecurity at NASSCOM.